When I mean, when I talk about don't regress in your latter years, I'm talking about you need to keep growing. Amen. And look, you need a change. Amen. You see, this catchphrase that I hear all the time is, Bruce, you've changed. You've changed. Yeah, I have. Amen. For the better.
Right.
You're supposed to change.
Amen.
For the better.
Amen.
Do you see smoke and purple lights here?
No.
You see, you know, the faggoty song leader up here with the skinny jeans leading the worship? No. What do we see in your church? Just that.
Amen.
So when the Bible tells us to change, because by the way, Romans 12 tells us to change, to be transformed, right? That means to change. That means to change for the better.
Amen.
Yeah, but you know, you didn't used to hate people. Yeah, but guess what? Now I grew, and now I do.
Amen.
Okay? That means I grew. That means I changed. But see, here's the thing. What God doesn't want you to do is change for the worse. Where you used to be hardcore, you used to be zealous for the things of God, you used to hate the things that God hates, and guess what? Now you're just like, well, you know, I was wrong back then. You know, I met a guy, and he lived where in the apartment complex where I live, and he moved out already, but he was telling me, he said, you know, I got saved years ago, and he goes, I used to be on fire for God, and I was like, really? And he told me the it was a Baptist church that he went to, and then he said, he says, yeah, I was just like you, man. He's like, I was just like you. And he goes, I remember when I first got saved, he goes, I hated everything. I hated everything. And he's talking about everything that's wicked.
Yeah.
And he goes, but it's not like that anymore. You know what that is? That's someone who regressed.
Yeah.
Okay? That's not what we want, to deteriorate. You know, they think that changing, what they say is when you say, like, you know, you need to change for the better, that means you need to get softer. You need to become more sissy-like. You need to love the homos. That's what they mean. When they say, you know, oh, you've changed, it means like you're not like one of us, these sissy snowflake aristocratic Christians, you know, who just loves everyone. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 28:4, they that forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law contend with them. So the Bible tells us when you forsake, how do you know you forsook the law? If you're praising the wicked? If you're praying for the homos and want them to come to your church, that means you forsook the wicked. And then it says there, but those that keep the law are those who contend with them. What does contend mean? You fight. You're constantly fighting. You're preaching hard sermons against them. So who's keeping the law and who isn't? Well, just listen to the sermons and you'll find out. They begin to degenerate. They're regressing in their latter end. Now, what else do they do? What does it look like when you're regressing? Well, you start depending on your past victories.
Yeah.
You know? This last year was a great year for Faith Forward Baptist Church of LA. You know, we're close to, I think within the next 2 weeks or week and a half, we're going to hit 2,000 souls.
Amen.
And praise God for that.
Amen.
But you know what? I'm looking towards the future.
Yeah.
Because in the future, there's going to be tens of thousands of souls.
Right.
And in 10 years, I'm not going to be looking back and say, hey, remember when we used to go soul winning? Remember when we used to go to Compton and see people saved and stuff? No, I'm going to be like, yeah, that was great, but you know what? There's something better happening next week.
Amen.
You got to look forward. You can't dwell on past victories. And you talk to any of these pastors who are kind of straddling the fence whether to be our friends or not, they'll say this, well, look, man, I agree with you. I mean, you know, I used to preach hard against the homos. You know, I used to do that, and I used to do this. I used to. Yeah, you're a used to beer. A used to beer. Used to beer Baptist church. Go to the place where they used to do all those things. You know, and all their sermons are all the same illustrations that they always use about the same person they went to the Lord 20 years ago. You know, what about new illustrations? What about the new fights? Don't have them. Why? Because you're living in the past. The Bible tells us in Philippians 3:13, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. We often apply that verse when something bad has happened in our past. But you know what? We ought to also forget even the good things that happen, because if we don't, then that can actually restrain us from doing great works in the future.
Right.
I already did my part. I already did my good works. I already was zealous for the Lord. No, you know what? You need to forget those things which are behind and do greater works in the future.
Amen.
Okay, reach your potential.